We're back. The Hastings Raiders football season is back. It's an absolutely beautiful night for high school football at Todd Field and McNamara Stadium tonight, and the Raiders welcome in a foe that they have very likely never seen before in the New Prague Trojans, who come to town at Todd Field. But Coach Dana Strain, who's with us now, you had this happen a couple times in the past now where you've had teams you've never faced before, and it gives you an opportunity to kind of see a new opponent, but at the same time, it gives you an opportunity to learn a little bit about your team and where you guys stand. But you got a chance to do that a little bit last Saturday. First and foremost, tell us a little bit about how last Saturday's scrimmage over in Cottage Grove went.
Last Saturday went really well for us. You know, big thing coming out of that is we were healthy, which is the number one thing. And then on top of that, we got a lot of work with a lot of our kids going against somebody different. And so it's just an invaluable teaching lesson for all of us to kind of gauge where we're at going against somebody different, and allows us a chance to see live reps on film. That is a big part of how we get better, particularly early in the year. Some of these kids, it's their first time getting a chance to kind of go through and see film, and it's such a great teaching tool. And we got a chance to do some live tackling, which, you know, we don't get to do a ton of that leading up to game one. You just don't have a ton of time for it, and so that was invaluable, and get a chance to see who tackles well and some things that you can do to help your kids perform better in the tackling area. Sometimes you can't know that until you see some live tackling itself. So the scrimmage itself was great. It was invaluable for us as a teaching tool and a growth opportunity for our team.
And so shifting gears from that into tonight's game, home opener, season opener in front of your home fans. We mentioned it's going to be a beautiful night, so no weather impacts expected. Talk a little bit about being back home and the excitement level to get the season started.
Great to be back home always. It's just, you know, got to be one of the top venues in the state, and we sure love playing at home. Anticipate a great crowd and excited. You know, school hasn't even really started yet, so it'll be fun to see the student body kind of come back. That's kind of the first time together for them. You know, kids are super excited to play a game. It's time for us to just go play a game and kick it off and go from there. The time for talking is done. We've had enough time to prepare, and now we're going to learn a whole lot more about ourselves when we face New Prague. So we're excited to go and super excited to do it at home.
So what do you know about this New Prague team? I know last week we chatted, and it was a little bit difficult to find some tape because of, teams not having common opponents and things like that. But what have you figured out about this team, and what stands out about them for this game?
I don't know if there's anything you figure out as much as, you know, you just learn a little bit more as you go along. And we certainly did get up a little bit more film from them, from their scrimmage. You also had an opportunity to get back into some of their games from last year a little bit more than we maybe had a week ago. And so, you know, we've got a good idea about them. We've had some common opponents from last year, so we had kind of a gauge there, but that's all last year. And so what we know about them is they're going to be a good football team, and they're going to be physical up front. They appear to have some talent on the edges that, you know, you just don't know looking at last year and now seeing it this year, which kids are returning and so forth. But they've got some skilled kids on the outside. But really still, no matter how much you watch scrimmage film, until you get on the field with somebody, it's always kind of hard to tell from scrimmage film other than the basic structures. So we've got a good idea what to expect in terms of schemes and formations. We got a good idea that this is a good football team. I can tell from watching them over the past couple of years, they're very well coached, very fundamentally sound. And so for us, the big challenge is just focus on us, execute well, start fast, play hard, and give ourselves a chance. And that's what our objective is going in here tonight.
On the offensive side of the ball, we know you guys have some really good skill position players returning. And on the defensive side of the ball, I know you've got some returners as well. So a little bit of a mixture of youth and experience, which you get every single year in high school football. But how can you guys use a little bit of that mixture to win this football game tonight?
Well, certainly you've got to lean on your returning starters, whether they're seniors or in some cases juniors, but you've got to lean on those returners. Those are the ones that you can kind of count on, knowing sort of the floor of what you should expect to get from them. You certainly want to see, in high school football, you see a huge jump typically from junior year to senior year. And so we will certainly lean on our seniors as well, and they kind of got to lead the way. And then, you know, with your youth and your inexperience, that's just the exciting part. That's the fun part, to go in tonight and see them play for the first time. They will also lean on those returners and those seniors and just kind of follow their lead. But we're super excited about some of our young kids that don't have experience. So I just think that first game, this is just such a great night, not just us playing our first game, but across the state. That's happening everywhere across towns in our state. It's, you know, you got those returners and those seniors that you can count on a little bit, and particularly early, but you got the youth that bring that energy and that, you know, are kind of almost oblivious to what it is to play in front of a crowd and things like that. So you use that as an advantage too, and it's just a fun experience to blend those two groups, the returners and the kids with less experience, and it's just every year is a new experiment to try to blend them and see where they end up. So we just got to kick it off, like I said, and see where we go, and we'll build from there.
So last thing for you, where is kind of the key matchup you're watching tonight on either side of the ball?
Well, I think it always starts with the run game, really, no matter what each team, you know, chooses to do or focus on. I think, running the football and ability to stop the run is just so critical, and that will be important for us. Last year, we developed into a strong running football team, and we need to kind of hit that ground running. And then defensively, you know, they're pretty physical up front, and even in the backfield, they've got some big kids, and so we'll learn a lot about ourselves in even just the first couple of defensive series, is how we hold up against the run. And if we can do a good job against the run, that's going to make our job much easier defensively. And if we struggle against the run, then everything else becomes exponentially harder to deal with too. So that run game is just the biggest thing. And then I think explosive plays are enormous. I think that data, it has as big an impact on wins and losses anymore as anything, and so we need to hit some explosive plays. We've got that ability with some of the offensive talent you alluded to earlier, but then defensively we really got to be sound and focused and make sure that we're executing to take care of their explosive plays. And then the other sort of unknown is you go into this first game and you've got turnovers that are going to always be a huge thing, because no football team tonight is going to be as well polished as they will be down the road, and things like turnovers can crop up on you earlier in the year, maybe a little bit more than later when you've had a chance to work on it. And so I think those turnovers can be a great unknown, and they'll be a big factor tonight as well.
Coach Dana Strain, head coach of the Hastings Raiders, thanks so much for the time and good luck tonight.
Thank you, Trey.
We'll be right back.